Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the most high laws, please, from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.
Is it on your phone?
Supposed to be in the studio.
It's on your phone, right?
Yes.
Go back to where you were. Okay, go back there.
Brothers, if you can uncover your head and
stand and face, and of course, stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the father and sisters. If we can ask you to cover your head as we stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the father. In Jesus' name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on their hearers and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. So. Once again, we are in the creation and we're dealing with another element of the first day. Like I said, we dealt with in the beginning. What is in the beginning? Well, the beginning was nothing. You know, God created nothing to put something in it. I mean, right there, that tells you that there's a God. Who think about creating nothing? You know, then put something in it, right? So in the beginning, he created this nothing that he called a death. And we covered that. You know, what is that? You know, once he put north, south, east, and west on it, that became a whole other conversation. If you go back and you review those concepts, those precepts, you'll get a understanding of what happened in the beginning. Then God, he introduced himself. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So who was God? What is God? What is a God? You know. So we covered that. We found out that that's a more or less a uniform word, like church. You know, church is a building with many members. A building is a uniform word that has many members. Also, we have another element, heaven. Heaven. So we visited heaven and every, you know, the things that he created from heaven, right? And we found out that heaven was on fire. We found out that he created a city in heaven. We found out he got a throne that was created from heaven. He in everything, man, you know, even the angels of heaven, you know, ministers, spirits of flame of fire. We found out that they was created from heaven. And now here's the earth, right? So, this is that thing, sisters. This is that thing. We're here talking about the earth. The earth. We're here talking about the earth. This is the earth. The earth is, you know, where did it come from? You know, like poof. You know, like the Big Bang Theory just give you all this, like, yeah, all this happened from nowhere, and you know, and it's just like a big mistake. This whole cosmic element and all this just happened from nowhere and everything is in perfect 360 form. There's no God. But everything out here, the sun is in a 360. The moon is in a 360. The nine planets in our solar system are in 360 models. I mean, concepts, constructs. Even our planet is a 360. Then there's time itself that also is a 360. What do you mean? Summer and winter. What goes around comes around. That's a 360. You know, this is why, you know, I can't receive that conversation that the earth is flat. Because if the earth was flat, then there would be a point of no return. You feel me? But with the earth being round, you have a 360. You have a cycle. You have a point of return. You see, this is that thing, right? So where did the earth come from? What's the purpose of the earth? So we're going to look at that, man. Why is the earth here? You know, what do the earth mean to us, right? So, I'm definitely need a reader.
What?
Would you like to read?
I'm definitely going to need a reader.
I'm going to need a reader.
Right here. All right,
well, you can read for me, please.
I know. All
right. Well, if you can, pick it up in Genesis chapter 1 and 1 and read to the Father.
Amen. Shabbat shalom. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 reads, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day."
Amen. So we see here that there's a lot done in the first day. This is why I'm truly apologizing that we went from heaven to the second day. No, we got to finish this. You got, in the beginning, you got God, you got heaven, and now earth. So what is the earth? Where did the earth come from? And why was it created? All right? We're not in the third day when he blessed the earth. Let's remember that. We're talking about it's created here in the first. The earth is actually older than the sun. People think the sun is older than the earth. No, the earth is older than the sun. As far as we know, at least 3,000 years older. 3 years older than the sun. You know, because the sun and the moon was created on the fourth day. So this is that thing. So Sister Ray, read 1 again.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 1 reads, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth."
Amen. So let's look at this. Let's go into Psalms chapter 115. And if I'm not mistaken, it'll be verse 16. Psalms 115, please forgive me. I'm moving rather.
See about technology? I said technology. We're quicker than technology. You see that? I'm already there.
Right. Yeah, 5 seconds, Jude. Psalms 115 and verse 15. Will you receive a read?
So Psalms 115, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Psalms Psalms 115, verse 15 reads, ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Wait a minute. So heaven was created first.
Made heaven and earth.
So heaven right now is form. So he had to form heaven first, right?
Amen.
So then the earth, right? Amen. This is the law. He's telling you the law. First of all, before you got this heaven and earth, he had a written law that how the heaven is going to function, how the earth is going to function. So he had to write down their laws, their functions, their seasons, everything before he created them. So that when he creates them, just like he designed in a car, you know, you got a blueprint. Well, he tells you, what he's doing is he's telling you what I did, how I did it, and then from there, that's what he said, you know, he created these elements. We just see the end game, but he actually gives us the blueprint throughout, right? Amen. So, continue.
Amen. Psalms 115 and verse 16 reads, the heavens, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men.
So, that's the law. He didn't give heaven to us. He gave the earth, he created the earth for the purpose of the children of men. This is why we have an earth, because man was not intended to live in heaven. We were always intended to live on the earth. That's the law. That's the law from God. So whenever someone telling you, oh yeah, I'm going to heaven, I'm this, that, and the other, that's contrary to the creation. That's contrary to the law. That's contrary to the grand scheme of all things, that heaven was created for us. This is why we can't say, this is why we can't dwell in heaven. But this is where the earth is created from. Let's start this. Let's go into Ezekiel chapter 26. Ezekiel 27 and verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Ezekiel 27 and 1 reads, the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, now, thou son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyre, and say unto Tyre, O thou that art,
it was that word? 28 and 11. Please forgive me.
Ezekiel 28 and 11?
Yeah. Because see, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you like this. This is what God showed me. He said, take no scripts. You know, take no scripts.
Mm-hmm.
And do the precepts. And let the Holy Ghost lead and guide you through all things.
You are really good at doing that.
I'm not good at it. I'm just trusting in what my God said.
I'm saying that let another man esteem you. So I am a witness that you are actually, I want to say excellent, great, but you know, we will learn over, but you are actually good at doing that. Like, even if you're like, I can't find my, you know, my notes or whatever, you'll just go off from the top of your head. So, yeah, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I am a witness that you, that he has gifted you with that. That's one of your talents. So,
all praise to the most high God. 28 and 1.
Amen. Let another man esteem you. Ezekiel 28 and verse 1 reads, the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre, thus say the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God.
No, 28 and 11.
No, you just said 1.
No. 11.
Okay, let's go down to 11. So forgive me for mishearing you. 28 and 11 reads, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, Take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus said the Lord God, Thou fillest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Amen. Thou hast been in Eden, in the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the pearl, the onyx, and the jasper.
So here we are. We're looking at these elements here, right? Let's not forget those things are there, right?
Okay.
Continue.
And the jasper, the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in the ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee.
Amen. Continue. So you see here, the heaven is on fire. Thou has, he's talking, literally, he's talking to Satan, you know, and he's talking to the fallen angel. He told him, y'all, the covering chair, when I created you, he's telling him, I created you from the stones of fire. Inside of you is all these beautiful jewels, you know, precious stones, covering, sardust, diamonds, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, and gold.
Amen.
He created him from heaven. So that lets me know that heaven has all these elements.
Amen.
Right? And but we're not dealing with, you know, we dealt with the ministry of spirits of flame and fire. We now dealing with the earth. Right? So then he said, thou hast been in the midst of God. Upon the whole, so the heavens have what? Mountains. Mountains. Now, let me reiterate. Mount Everest is not a mountain. That's a bump.
Why do you say that?
Compared to the mountains in heaven, that has to be a bump. You know what I mean by that? Because our cosmos is engulfed with heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The firmament housed the cosmos. Let me reiterate that. The firmament housed the cosmos, and there's a burial water as we actually did. Maybe that's why we did that, right? The week, last week. The firmament housed the entire cosmos, all the planets, all our solar systems, all those galaxies, we and our address is Milky Way. That's our galaxy. But you have billions of them out there. You got billions of stars, and they're old. You know how I know they're old? Because it takes billions of years for their light just to reach the Earth.
Amen.
So they're billions of years old. And as far as our time meter registered, because we only can go like 5 billion years according to light years. But if we have instruments that can go back even further than that, we'll find out that these modules are, these planets, this thing here is way older than that. Because he said in the beginning, right? So heaven created all of this. It houses, surrounds all of that. So if it surrounds that, then heaven has to be gargantuous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, we get out there, we on the ocean, we see seas, and it's like limited, unlimited land, unlimited water. You can just see as far as you can see. You can get in and you can put your telescope on a clear night, and you can see as far as you can see. And that ain't nothing more than a teaspoon in heaven. That's all it is. It's not even a thought how much space the heaven house. So when we talk about mountains in heaven, we're talking about the size of planets in heaven that would probably be considered a mountain or a hill. You see what I'm saying? Or maybe even less than that. You know, maybe a planet would even be considered a mountain in heaven. I'm just saying, I can't put a gauge on the size of what heaven is because he said he put a gauge on depth. You don't put a gauge on nothing. How do you put a gauge on nothing? He said, I put a gauge on nothing. So heaven is beyond comprehension of size. That's why he challenged them. If you can tell me the measurement of the heavens, can you tell me just tell me the measurement of the earth. How about that one? Tell me that. If you can tell me that, then I'll sit down and I let you run this earth and you ain't got to worry about me destroying it. None of that good stuff. You ain't got to worry about the lake of fire. You ain't got to worry about judgment. You ain't got to do none of those things. If you can just tell me the size of this planet that you're on, forget about heaven. Just tell me what's heaven. Tell me how much water on it. If you can do that, there will be no judgment. He said that in Job. If you can tell me that, you see, this is that thing. So heaven is, when he said mountains, man, we're talking about mountains. Then we're talking about angels that he said when he described them in the Kings, that they were tall as buildings. As he went forth to destroy Jerusalem with his sword out, they gave a measurement of the size of this thing. It was, so they out there huge. But then again, the Father showed us that they have no skeletons, so they shapeshifters. That's that thing. They can shape into anything. They can shape into a bird. They can shape into a lion. They can shape into an ox. And they can turn into a man. You can only do that if you don't have a skeleton. And Jesus told us, he said, why are you afraid? For spirits have not flesh and bone as you see me have. They minister spirits of flame of fire. They don't even have flesh. They don't have flesh. But when they appear to you, they appear to you as flesh. Where do you get that from? The crust. They develop a crust around themselves. Continue.
Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 16 reads, well, I'll read 15 again. Verse 15. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore will I cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire.
There it is, from the midst of what?
The stones of fire.
So, now we found out that heaven is definitely on fire. We found out that heaven housed great elements like precious jewels and stones and stuff like that. In fact, let's look at that. Let's go into Revelations. Let's go into Revelation chapter 21, right? Because remember now we're dealing with the earth. We're dealing with the earth now being created. Amen? So, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation 17 and 21. And 21. And 21 and 17. In fact, here's out of 19. There it is.
Revelation 21, verse 19.
Continue.
Revelation 21, verse 19. And the foundations of the walls of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardius, the sixth sardius, the seventh crystal, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprase, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst, and the 12th gate were 12 poles, and city was pure gold, as they were transparent glass.
Now, it says this, the foundation of this city has precious stones. The foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardust, the sixth sardust, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth pearl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th the 12th amethyst. And then we see this other thing, where the pearls come from. Now, we all know that pearls are created from what? That's true. They're created by rotation. The inside of it is rotating around over and over and over again. Where did he learn how to get that rotation from if the earth is flat? Where did he learn how to get that rotation from to create a perfect pearl that is in a circular marble kind of creation and left a clam that has no eyes, no fingers, no limbs, but is creating something that resembles the universe and everything inside of it? Where did they get that from? And are you telling me that a giant clam can happen? No wonder you're not supposed to be eating them. Why are you sucking them up to make it gross? But hey, we're not looking at their properties, right? They were created to create round things, models, so forth. Where do you get the pearls from? You have clams? And if they are, they must be ginormous. The big pearls ain't exactly them. And they were on 12 gates, so there must be plenty of pearls. So, there it is. So, somebody said, well, you don't need a clam in heaven to make a pearl. Well, I mean, the law is clams make pearls. That's the law. If he created a clam to make pearls, then that's the law. He's not going to break his whole law. So these clams can exist as in heaven to make pearls that's the size of. That's why I said heaven is ginormous. Because these pearls are on these gates that are ginormous. And then he said, where did you get the gold from? So he showed us that he created the angels from the foundation of heaven. That's why that's why he created us from the earth. He created us from the earth. In fact, let's look at that. Let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37. Please forgive me. Ezekiel 37 and verse 1. So this is how God is showing us how he created man from the earth. Just to say, we're not dealing with man yet because we have to do this. But as a preview, this is that thing. Ezekiel 37 and 1. When you receive the reading. So the first thing you see there is what? Skeleton. You don't see nothing but skeleton. So the first thing he created for Adam was what? A skeleton. So the first thing he created for Adam was a skeleton. So this is how he created me. Right? So he's talking to Ezekiel
look, this is how I'm going to bring my people about, but he's also telling Ezekiel, this is how I created you too. So this is nothing new. This is how I created you, right? Continue.
Verse 2. They caused me to pass by him round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
See, that's how he created Adam. He prophesied over Adam. That's why he said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have the best prophecy. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth and moves. He prophesied these things upon man when he created Adam. So he's showing us this is how he brought Adam into the being by speaking of this life prophecy. It still exists to this day. Continue.
Amen. Verse 5. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Hallelujah. And I will
breathe into his nostrils.
The breath of
God. And his man became what? Same conversation, but he's telling us how he did it, right? Continue.
Verse 6. And I will lay sinews upon you. And will bring up flesh upon.
See, he had to speak that in existence first before Adam could come in existence. I'm going to lay, I'm going to breathe into your nostrils the breath of life, and I'm going to put flesh upon you. He had to prophesy those things first. We're not dealing with Adam. We're just showing how he created the angel. That's why we went into Ezekiel to show how he formed them out of the ground, too. And he also prophesied on them that they were ministering spirits of flame of fire. Continue.
Verse 6, and I will lay sinews upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you.
See, that's the difference between us and angels. That's the difference between us and angels, that we have flesh. Angels don't have flesh. They minister spirits of fire. They're fire, but they can cover themselves with a crust that can mimic flesh. That thing. But see, this is why I'm getting to that. I really need y'all to pay attention to this conversation. Right? Read on.
And I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you. And ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
That's what Adam did when he woke up. He knew that was God. It wasn't no question in his mind. Adam knew it. He was standing in front of Melchizedek. Adam heard the speech of Melchizedek. We never heard it. You know why we never heard it? Because he said he confounded the language. So the speech of Melchizedek was throughout time until the day of the flood. Until the flood. And then when Cush, the Ethiopian, decided to, what, build the Tower of Babel? He ended the speech of the Melchizedek. Why? Because the speech of Melchizedek is genius. It unlocked the mind. So he was able to do that because he said there is nothing withholding from man because they had a gift. Their minds are unlocked right now. Up until he confounded them, then the mind became limited. Right. Limited. At this point, we still was using 100% of our cerebral. He said, yes, we would have been flying to heaven. We would have created something that we would be able to exist in heaven because we had the mentality and the mind to do it. But he had to stop that. We're not dealing with Adam right now. That's why I say Adam get a bad shape because he said against God. We don't give Adam enough credit. We don't give Adam no credit. Adam is the principal of all our genius. Whatever you think man is doing flying around in heaven, Adam did. Adam flew around first because he flew around with angels without fear.
Adam was already walking on water. No fear. You know why there was no fear? Because there was no such thing as death. So why am I feared? There's no such thing as death. The only reason why you fear is that there's no such thing as death. Huh? Yeah, we was 100% cerebral. And he told us that. He said there's nothing withholding from them that they can't do. Because we was 100%. We had the speech of Jesus. We had the speech of Adam still. You see? But we was tainted. There was evil in the earth. And we was performing evil over the good.
Ezekiel 37, and verse 7 reads, "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesying to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and
so say." He's telling us this is what God said. This is how he breathed into the nostrils, the breath of life. He had to prophesy the air to give life to Adam and every last one of us. So this is when that baby come out the womb, it stopped breathing from the umbilical cord. It stopped breathing and water. It takes it. The law is that it should breathe from
the air.
Case in point. That's the law. The wind. Even though you may be in a still hospital room, it's still the wind. That's the wind. It may not be falling like it should, but I promise you, that's the wind. Read on.
Verse 5. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus say the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.
Continue.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
See, that's what happened with Adam. When he spoke, when he breathed into his nostrils, man became a living soul, and he did what?
He stood up and did what?
Became a great army. Look at us all over the planet. He had to prophesy that. He had to speak that in existence, that Adam was going to be an exceeding great army of righteousness. Not just any kind of army, but an army of righteousness. So therefore, the saints of God are the army of God. Let's make that clear. The saints of God is the army of God. Is the army of God. What do you mean? Go to Revelation chapter. I'm just showing you. This is how you pay attention to little key notes and stuff like that. Revelation chapter 19. And pick it up in verse 8. Back it in.
Revelation 19 and verse 8 reads, "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen."
Wait a minute, I thought that woman ain't nothing. I dare you. I triple dare you. I triple dare you. Say that woman ain't nothing. That girl that's born into this world ain't nothing. They not heirs. And you missed this memo. That ain't nothing but pride coming through your mouth. That ain't nothing but what we call variance. That's the spirit of variance on steroids. We don't.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
There go the saints, right? Okay. So now, skip down and to 14.
Revelation 19 and 14 reads, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
There it is. You see that? The saints, that's why he showed us, they the army of God. There it is, right there. So Adam represents the beginning of the army of God. Now, let me reiterate this. Even though sin entered into the picture, there's still going to be a Pentecost. That's why the Pentecost is the feast of blessing. But it's still the first fruit. Even though we have sin in us, we still have a chance to come up in the first. We still have a chance to be a part of the first fruit. We still have a part to be saints. Even though we have leavening. That's why he wrote it in his law that the wave offering had to have no leavening. None. That's Jesus Christ. He's the wave offering. This is why it's impossible. You can't have the wave offering outside of the week of unleavened bread because the week of unleavened bread is about him. So how you going to have a wave offering outside the week of unleavened bread? Doesn't make sense. But then he created the feast of weeks that he was going to clean us up. And then, but he said, but now you make this year with that. Having it represent sin, and they tell us that there's money doing good, and said I'm not. Therefore, he said, what? They are, that she had made herself ready. So she had to go to She ain't about God. God showed you how to clean yourself up with the word, right? He'll tell you how to do it. But you have to clean up your we. We, and I'm not speaking like I don't have to clean my act up. Yes, I do. Trust me. Look, I have my shortcomings as well as I'm not even going to throw anybody else up under the bus. I got my own shortcomings. In fact, you know, if y'all even knew the things that I was thinking about in my head, and sometimes y'all probably be throwing up. Look, these are things that we need to clean up in our own hearts, in our own minds, in our own actions. We got to clean ourselves up to make ourselves ready for this. That's what the Feast of Pentecost is, that he's going to accept us even though we have leaven in us, but we stayed on the path, we held on to everything no matter what we were going through. That's why we have the Feast of Pentecost. This is why he can't be accepted outside of that. We can unleavened bread us. We don't exist here. This won't make any sense to us. This is over. Anyway, so now we see that the earth and the angels scream out of heaven. So now we see that the foundation of heaven have all these different jewels inside of it. All this type of stuff, right? Okay. So the mount of God is on what? On what? On what? That was on what?
Fire.
Okay.
The mouth of God is on fire.
Isaiah chapter 6 spoke, right? Isaiah 6:4 and verse 1. We're not listening. We're not paying attention. But see, if we were taught, if we took the time to go through these things and we see these things and we go along. That's why I love doing the creation thing, because it's plenty to get into the process. It's plenty of time to get off into those things, man. There's plenty of time to deal with prophecy. God willing, we live. But there's plenty of time to deal with those elements.
Read.
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 1 reads, O that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence.
Flow away, what? What's wrong?
Flowing is
no, he said the mountains flow.
Yeah. What might flow down.
What would flow out of a mountain?
Well, from that mountain, fire.
Okay, so it says, let them come down from heaven.
It says, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down.
What is this going with?
Fire, lava.
Thank you. That's what the earth is created for. That's eternity. That's what heaven is. That's what the earth is created for. Right there. Right there. And just like the angels. It's created from fire, and they put a crust on. That's what the earth has. The law is it has a crust on.
Amen.
See?
Yeah.
You see that? Mm-hmm. So the earth, when it was created a ball of fire just like heaven. But he has said, let the dry land. Did he give it a law for that? Then he said what? Read on.
Verse 2. And when the melting fire burneth, right there, plain to say. And when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil.
But the fire, the water didn't put the fire out. Are we listening? Lava, you can't put fire, water, can't put lava out. And it keeps, man, the whole ocean and dump into a volcano, and that volcano will disintegrate that water. And turn it into vapors. You know why? Because that's eternal. That's an eternal. That's the one fire that can burn heaven. That's the one fire that can burn up angels. Let me say that. That's the one fire that can burn angels up.
Okay.
No. Lava.
Lava.
Because that's what they were created from. Like you said, dust thou art, lava thou art. What destroyed her? What decayed dirt, decayed. Same thing with them. They got the same destruction. We get back to earth. We go back to the earth. They go back to lava. It's the same thing. So, but then at this principle, we're going to all be changed into spiritual beings. And then if we ain't righteous, we're going to end up in there. So then what? The melting fire.
The fire causes the waters to boil.
See? The fire didn't go out. The waters, just like Hawaii is a witness. Every day, Hawaii is a witness that the earth has eternal fires burning for all eternity. And that waters can't do nothing to it. Nothing. Cannot stop it. Ain't no such thing as trying to put it out. Hawaii is surrounded by a whole bunch of water. And it has yet to put out the mountain of fire. But you know what come out of that mountain of fire? The biggest leaves on the planet.
And it's crazy because the documentary shows that it restructures the land. And then after the volcano comes and then everything looks like it's burnt, then maybe if rain comes maybe a week or two, then like you said, then the earth starts springing out in the fire, the ashes, and it creates extra land. New trees, new vegetation. It's like the vegetation is pure. It was crazy when I saw that.
Well, you know, I'm telling you this now. I think it's a law in Hawaii that when lava creates more land, they automatically go and stake that land because they know that the land is being formed. They automatically go and steal the land. These colonials got this on a lot. When he gave it to the Gentiles,
four times.
Just like he gave it to us.
Four times.
And just like he gave it to Ham, four times. People
People sleep on Nimrod. They think that Nimrod was some type of Nimrod. You out of your mind. Nimrod was a genius. Nimrod was the smartest person in that time. He was smarter than the smart. All of us had to speech of intelligence. But Nimrod was smarter than all of them because he was the king. That's why they worship him as God. Even to this day, they still honor him as God. Hey, you know, some people are trying to prove that it's an idol and this, that, and the other. We're not looking at what God is saying, man. It wasn't nothing with hell from this dude. This dude was a genius. He was a scientist. He was what you call a scientist. Science or consciousness. Consciousness comes from science. This dude was conscious. He was consciousness. Everybody back then was conscious. That's why he said we must confound their languages because they are conscious. They were scientists. And we want to kick against science. You know, religion over science and science over religion. I'm like, they coexist. They coexist. You can't deny one without the other. They both coexist. So, continue.
No, don't stop there. Don't stop. Keep going.
Go and read Isaiah 64:1.
Yep.
Hold it down, wouldst rend the heaven, that thou wouldst come down. That the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst tremble things which we looked not for, that cameth down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world.
What? 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 For what? For what? For what? The beginning of the
case. Amen. Men have not heard.
What?
Nor perceived.
What?
By the ear.
What?
Neither have the eyes seen.
What?
O God.
What?
Beside thee. What he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him.
What are we doing looking at this? And what my scriptures at? You see me with no pen? That's why I'm trusting Holy Ghost. I ain't saying everybody get me that. I ain't saying everybody get me that. Some of us, but before I even got to this, brothers and sisters, I got tons and tons and hundreds of thousands, well, thousands upon thousands of notes. I got thousands upon thousands of notes, you know, of different things that he talked about here. And this is just one of those things. And so I just, you know, the Father just gave me this ministry. Hey, teach the people, Father, the creation. Teach them this. On the Sabbath day. Teach them this. This is, you know, you got many brothers teaching them about Armageddon and the baptism and this, that, and the other. How about somebody talk about what I did in the beginning? How you get to the baptism and Armageddon and you miss all this memo? Right? Go to Psalms chapter 18. Psalms chapter 46 and verse 6.
Psalms 46 and 6.
Yes, ma'am.
The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
The word for it?
Melted.
So, the earth has a crush on it. And guess what else I have? Diamonds and pearls. And diamonds and pearls, onyx stones, all that stuff that heaven had. So the earth is created from heaven. It was created, it looked like the sun when it came out. It looked like the sun when it came out. But the Lord put a crust on the earth. He put a layer on top of it. And then inside of that, he allowed all these different things to come out of, different stones, different elements and stuff like that. And he created, you know, what about the marsupials
from the moon. Okay, well, what about them? Okay, so without the dinosaurs, he created the dinosaurs for us. Not in Jurassic Park sort of thing, and I'm going to see that film, trust me. But not in that sense, right? That we're going to be saddling on dinosaurs and riding them around like we ain't got enough things to ride on. You know. Oh, that'd be so cool if we could ride a dinosaur. You got cars, SUVs, you got cars and motorcycles and boats and everything. Now you want to ride on a dinosaur. You know, like, really, how petty are we? No, he did not create them for that purpose. He created them so we wouldn't burn him to treat it down in the creation. Why? Because he made the what? Fossil fuels. That's their name. God gave them a name. Fuel. Fossil fuel. They were created for us not to burn down every tree, because man will burn down every tree to cook and warm himself. Or he would have killed every whale in the planet for the oil. Once man created, once man found out that crude oil can do the things that whales can do, bigger than whales, because the whales is complaining to God. So think that wasn't, why is this man hunting? Why y'all hunting us down? We don't do nothing with you. All we do is serve God. Why they hunting us? Why they killing our people? Why they killing our children and this, that, and the other? Well, baby whales, I'm going to talk to them, whatever it is. But they do. They consciousness. Whales are more conscious than us. They also have mental telepathy. They can speak through thought. So you know they was talking to God. You know they was. So God said, oh, don't worry about it, you know. Just like I'm serving, a few of y'all got to die before you know. You know, before anything, you know. And then just, you know what he did. He let us find oil. And man, stop hunting whales. They start looking for oil. Why? You already dead. They ain't complaining anymore. You know, they was exactly what they were. All right? So people sit up here, people are talking about, well, the environment is going to hell because of fossil fuel, and the earth is going to be destroyed because of fossil fuel, and you know what? It's going to get worse. But when the Lord comes back, all that's going to go away. It's going to go away. God knows. He's going to let the winds, the four winds go. All that's just going to go away. Just like that. You ain't got to believe it. Go read Revelation chapter 8 and 1. It'll tell you that he's going to destroy that. He's going to cause the earth to do what it do. And then just go on and read it. But he's going to destroy all of that. It'll cause the earth to get really, really hot, like it is now. It's warming up. And then he's going to reset everything, just like he did in the dinosaur days. Like, people say, well, the dinosaur was trapped under ice. Well, what did he do in the days of Noah? How did he destroy the earth? So why are they under ice? I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am God, and I change not. No, yeah. If you can stop me from what I'm doing, do it. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Psalms chapter 1:14 and verse 1. Yes, ma'am. 1:14 and verse 1.
Psalms 1:14 and verse 1. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people a strange language. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people a strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs.
How do a mountain do a skip? How a mountain get to do a skip?
The mountains skip like rams, and the little hills like lambs.
How do a mountain skip? It has to move. So how do a mountain move? Lava.
So the mountain skips like rain.
The mountain just, look, it just go right over stuff, keep on going. You can't, when lava stop pouring, it just keep on pouring until, you know, it said enough is enough. Or it said, okay, I'm good. I think, you know, God gave it a break on it. You know what I mean? That's that. This is that thing, man. We are not giving the God of Israel his full dues. This is that thing. We are not looking at what God said that he has come. This is how he created. He gave the earth a crust. Just like he gave when I first. Now remember that. We read in Ezekiel chapter 37. When that 37 we read about the bones, the dry bones? Okay. First he did what? What did he do first? Yeah. What was the first thing he did? He spoke. Right. So the word gave life. What's the life of man?
Breath.
Agreed. Uh-huh. But without the fire that's inside of you. So you'll tell your body temperature.
Yeah, we have more. Our body has more energy than the carbon.
That's true, but your body temperature is what?
Like
96.8. Yeah, 96.8. Oh,
right. You're right.
96.8. So where is that temperature coming from?
The fire.
Where is it coming from? Where is it? Where does it come from? Where is that energy? Where that fire at? What is it covered in? Crust.
Yeah,
you're crusty.
So this shell,
I ain't calling you crusty. You're calling me crusty.
Wait a minute. So this right here.
Yeah.
It's tabernacle.
House.
The eternal flame of fire.
Where is it? Good beginning. You can't tell me that. Okay, yeah, you're going to, where did that, see, scientists say, show me where that 9.9, that 96.6, where is it? Where is it? Where did it come from? I can see it. I can put a telescope on it. I can see it there. And I can see it all over you. But where did it come from? That's the same eternal flame that because when we were created from the earth, we are in the image of the earth and we carry the same eternal flame that the earth has. That's why we are too eternal. Okay, you can say that. I say eternal, immortal, we're not immortal because we can die. But I say eternal for the purpose of, because that is, when you say immortal, then you're bringing up mortality, which means the presence of death. When I'm not talking about the presence of death. That 96.6 is the representation of life itself. Where is that fire coming from? Where did it come from? It ain't even an answer for that. And I'm thinking, I don't know, they can see it all over me, but they can
down. Fire
goes out.
Fire. Fire.
Amen.
So, how is it? Where is it? This is why we got, this is why I love doing this, this part of it, because I can talk, man, we still in the first day, right?
Oh, my God.
So, you know, people say, yeah, you know, I never get, I even bring that up. I'm keep on talking about this. Look, so, yeah, so, God is just telling us right here that we are the exact representation of the earth. What happens when you catch a fever? It flows out of both ends.
Right.
And so much, and then he's talking about even when a woman is having a child, what is happening? The mountain flows. On both ends. Like he said, he makes the water boil. What happens with the baby? He do what? That water what? It breaks.
It
ain't warm. It's warm too.
Yeah.
Her body temperature is on fire. She's on fire. Because she's doing exactly what the earth is doing, recreating itself. Let lava do. So the earth lava is heaven. That's why we can't this don't happen. We gotta stop trying to go there. You're gonna be so disappointed. In fact, I'm gonna say this, my brothers and sisters. This is why I love simple sci-fi films, because the only way they can fly through heaven is that they got to be in a cryogenic of sleep.
Right.
They got to be in a sleep status. They have to be unconscious while they travel through time, through space, through light years, for years and years and years and years and years to get to a certain part of the element, to get to a certain part of the universe. This is that day. So I love watching super sci-fi films, man. I can watch all the Star Trek. I can watch all that, you know. Basically, to me, I think proper Star Trek probably is really, really probably one of the most challenging sci-fi films you can get into. It's not in the super sensationalism as much as it's into science. They use sensationalism to justify science. I'm okay with that, because science is consciousness. I receive that. I'm not stupid. Science is consciousness. So I'm going to receive science and faith. So when I watch sci-fi films, it always deals with spiritual things. It's doomed. But then, you know, we watch all this, man, all that all stuff is fake. Well, okay. But then you want to believe in aliens and not in God. I tell you what. You that believe in aliens, right? You believe in aliens? Okay, I believe in one. The minute you get me one that's alive.
Okay.
Show me a live one in a cage, like a lion or a monkey. Give me a live one. I don't want to see one that land on the slab that you could have made in a Hollywood say. You know, they got so many puppets in Hollywood that, you know, they can make them stand and do things and robotic gestures. So that's, convince me with that. Give me a live one. Show me a live one. And then let me cut his head off so I can see the side of it. And why all the aliens got to have two arms and two legs and a head with two eyes and a mouth and a nose? Why they got to have two eyes and two arms? Maybe, okay, the difference is they got four fingers or three, right?
But they all walk industrious, or they walk upright, right? So they walk upright. So why the aliens got to be that way? Why can't they be slug, like a sludge? Why can't they be like snot? If they're aliens, who said that they're not snot? What? You know, like the blob, right? You know what I mean? Was the blob an alien? How come it can't be snot? It's important. Like I said, give me a lie. Give me a lie. I'm going to tell you, I was watching this one sci-fi film called Life. And it ran into an alien form, and they caught it, and the alien form took over the ship, and it got rid of this up to Earth. And it hit the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
The end of that flick was absolutely, that was, to me watching that was like looking at the Exorcist, because that's so probable. They could be flying around up in the heavens and bring something back that we have no manners to deal with. None. But we want to say it's intelligent life somewhere out there. Yeah, but it's not even supposed to contact them. You know why? Because if it was so, then God would allow them to contact those folks. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 26.
Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 4 reads, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting."
That's a J. Mm-hmm. That's a J. Change that. That's a J in the Old Testament. Change it. Everybody got a problem with the letter J? Acting like you ain't in your captivity? This is that thing, man. You know, and I pride, we want to sit up and say, well, see, that letter J was only created in the 18th century, so I ain't going to say the name of J.C. You just said it. I'm not going to use that name J.C., but you just said it. You said it without using a vowel. I'm fine with that. You just said it, my man. Say it again. What was that word you just said? JC. Say it again. Say it faster. Say it faster. Go ahead. Say it faster. Say JC real fast. Say faster. Say faster. See? JC? See, you still saying it. See, stupid is a stupid dub. I'm not calling people, we're just not thinking. But don't get me wrong, I love my brothers and sisters. I don't care where you're at, as long as you're keeping the peace and the Sabbath and stuff like that. I just hope and pray that I'll understand that we don't speak against things that we don't know, and we can't speak against because we're not allowed to. Go to 26, and I need to skip down to verse 19. Yes. Because remember that, we looked at how man was created, right? Okay. He said that the spirit being does not have flesh and bones as I do, right? Right? But he got this man out of what? He got him out of the earth, right? Now, people sleep on that. He spoke of the resurrection right there in Genesis chapter 3. When people think, well, you know, dust thou art and dust shall thou return. You know, like, you're going to return to the dust. No. I'm not saying no, that's not what's happening. I'm saying no, he told the dust, we're going to return. So he had to speak that into existence. That even though we're going to go back to the dust, we're going to return from it. It's going to be a point of time that the earth is going to have to give up those that are in it. Because he said it in Genesis chapter 3. We're not listening unto dust. He said, unto dust, he said, dust thou art, and unto dust, he said, thou shall return. So think of that. That's like me saying, hey, I'm going to create nothing so I can put something in it. Who think of that? You have to be a God to think of nothing and put something in it. Here comes that prophecy of Genesis chapter 3. Read.
And then chapter 26, verse 19, read. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. Awake.
Unto dust thou shalt return. Awake, awake, you, thou shalt return. Read on.
Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for that thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead.
The first fruits. The first fruit. Together with my dead body, because he's the wave offering, and you have to offer him with herbs. The same thing. And the same thing he said at the Passover, at that time you had to eat it with bitter herbs. And then he said again, he said, when you prepare the feast of the first fruit, you better have some herbs then. Are we listening? Oh, no, are we listening? Are we listening? You know what?
Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain.
She's going to get worse. She's going to give birth to what? First, you got to come out of a mountain. The earth got, first you got, exactly, you know, she's got it, the baby, her mountain. First, you got to come out of a mountain. And she's going to give birth to what? Go to Matthew chapter 12. And what? She's going to give birth to what?
Matthew 17 and 1. And after 6 days, Jesus takes And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter.
How long is man giving the word? Are we still on that? We're still on the time. We're still dealing with the creation, right? Okay, go ahead.
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain.
Unto what? The mountain's going to do what? This mountain is going to do what? Read.
And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
See that? See that? The earth is going to give forth the eternal. The fire, the eternal that there is going to come out of the mountain just like that eternal fire to come out that is created. We're going to shine like that. Shine like the sun. The sun is created from heaven. The lava is, you can't even look at lava like that. You can't be like lava is like right there. You got to have no shade, really, to look at it. Why is this? Are we listening? Okay. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1.
Pick it up in verse 1 and read.
Genesis 1 and 1 reads, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
In the beginning God created heaven. We're going to leave that right there. And like I said, we still deal with the earth, right? So now we see that the earth is created from heaven, and everything from it, even us, we're created from the earth. So that means we got the elements of heaven too. That's why our bodies carry certain minerals. Our body has all these minerals that the earth has, and the earth has all the minerals that heaven has. That's why I can sit up here and I can snap each other. We not only are fire, and there's an eternal flame that burns within us, but there's an electric current that goes with it. Dog at home, ain't no electricity in heaven. God don't need no light bulb. All right, watch this. Okay, watch this. I'm just saying, people should not speak against things that have research or study. You can't do that. You can't do that. You just can't say, well, that ain't what it is. No, you can't do that. You got to go and prove it. Or else you become a blasphemer. Right. Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11 in verse 19.
Revelation chapter 11 verse 19 reads, and the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail.
There it is.
Yes.
So you created from all of this. Alright? Yes. You have electric current that's flowing through, yes. You have voices that's coming from you. Yes. There are thunderings that goes on inside of your body. You hear it, oh, my stomach is growling. Or you blow a burp or a poop. Yes. And then there's earthquakes, you shiver, you tremble. Yes. And then there's great hail. That's another reason why you don't shiver, because it's raining hail. But wait a minute. Are we listening? There's a thunder in heaven. That's on the second thing. Like I said, brothers and sisters, we jumped together last week, and I really apologize to my brothers and sisters that have followed this precept. But I don't know, maybe that was a short preaching. I guess you get a preview of part for the second day. Right, so this is that thing. So, thunders, now, but I will hold your speech.
In this season that I see a lot of us taking the word of God for granted, our teachers for granted that the Lord has placed upon, given us. We all learn in different, different speeds. And so the Father would give you a teacher that's, on your level. And I don't know how to say this without, I'll just say the Lord gives us all different teachers.
I don't need to just go listen.
Right. And you know what? And so especially with this technology, YouTube is out here, all these different social media, all these different teachers. You could just go wherever.
Some of these teachers are crackpots. Stop it. Some of these teachers are crackpots. So not all of them,
His teachers, they're teaching you to be Christ.
No. Okay, that's the way you want to put it, and I'm just going to say this, and I
he is called a book of teachers. That's a book of Christ.
Right. And if you'll shut that door, please. Thank you. I know. So what I'm finding out is that, you know, we as a people, we need to be real still and stop trying. Just because you get offended about something, you know how people get easily offended, then they go to this person and that person. And then that person tries to speak to them, instead of saying, my sister and my brother, be still, it's okay, let's just pray, you know, give it a moment. They justify whatever, however you're feeling, your emotions. I am so funny. I am so...
Love is true.
Love is true, not emotion. And then when you love, it seems like people hate that you have so much love in you that you love, that they hate that you're loving.
Yeah. They don't even realize they hate the truth that's in you.
So I just want to remind everyone that, you know, we say that we love the Father, but I'm just not seeing that. You know, that's why he's going to start in a sanctuary. Now I understand why he's going to start at the church. We claim that we love the Father, and we claim that we're keeping his law, statutes, commandments the best way we know how. But we're all over the place. We can't love our brother that we see every day. And we're lying because we say we play these games that we really love our brothers and sisters behind closed doors. We can't stand them. And then I'm finding out in these last couple of months that people really couldn't stand me. Couldn't stand you, couldn't stand the ministry. Envious, hateful, and judgmental.
Sitting at the table like Judas.
And sitting at the table like Judas. And yes, you're not perfect, I'm not perfect, but we're doing the best we can. Yeah, we made errors and mistakes, yeah, we would, but, you know, I'm just like, what is going on, Father? And I just thank the Father for showing me, because I'm telling you, he's really been making me look at myself. And some of the stuff I've been seeing about myself, I'm like, oh, whoa, I'm a prime, I'm still alive. I am just thankful for the breath of life and that I'm still alive. The thoughts are, the thoughts are low.
Thoughts itself, not even action. The action is nothing, you just drop it.
Right.
But thoughts.
Right. So, I just want to say thank you, Father God. I just want to remind people to don't just, I want to remind people to be still, be quiet, pray in the privacy of your mind. Don't, you know, I know we have social media, we have all these different other outlets that we can go to, and we get easily offended, and we're not supposed to, especially if we're reading the Word. If we truly read the Word, we wouldn't easily get offended about a lot of things, and we'll be able to accept a lot of things and go with the flow. But be careful. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful who you follow. Just learn how to be still, be quiet. And, that's real serious. I'm just finding out that a lot of us are, I don't want to use the falling away. I don't like that word. I'm finding out a lot of people are starting to go to different avenues, different books, different mediums. Some people are going to tarot. Some people are going to witchcraft. Some people are going to Buddha. And some people.
A lot of us are still with tarot.
Yeah, tarot.
A lot of us are still with tarot.
Yeah. That's a lot of different things.
Why do you need these tarot cards for? If you believe in God.
But a lot of people are telling me that they don't trust the teachers anymore. They're looking at the teachers' lives. They're looking at the teachers. They're putting the teachers up on this pedestal. And I know teachers should do better, but you still should put your trust in man, like the Father said. The teacher is there to give you what, at that time, he's teaching you, or she's teaching you, prophesying. Yeah. He's teaching you, and she's prophesying whatever the Father gives her to say to you. But do not put anyone on a pedestal. You know, we're all here to build off of each other.
God forbid if you speak against them.
They
spoke against David. They died. Speaking against David and his shortcomings. What was that?
Look at
Miriam, what happened
to her speaking against Moses and his
decision. Look at that Shulamite speaking to David. He cursed David. He thought he can curse David because he got caught up in an adultery situation and murdered somebody. He knew everybody in the kingdom knew Moses did. David did. And because he saw that, and he was the son of Benjamin, he felt that because Saul was the king, he felt that he could speak against David and the throne, and God killed that man for that. You can't speak against anybody, especially our teacher. David is our teacher. Why are you afraid to speak against him? Moses wasn't perfect. Moses had sin. He lost faith at times. Abraham lost faith. We speak against Abraham because he had sex with Hagar. Like he was some kind of fornicator. Well, you better stop that. Because if it wasn't for Ishmael, we wouldn't have the oil prices when we've been going. The oil price is going to go down in a couple of weeks because of Ishmael. Is going to make sure that. Stop it!
Now we need to get out of here. Oh, shit. Amen. Stop it.
Oh, speaking of the devil, I was sitting there, I said, I'm one that can't read. I said, give me the coconut. And guess what he did? This? That's all you can read. Okay. And he looked at me like, I can't? That's me doing my synapses on my shorty. That's what I do. When I have my grandchildren around me, I study them through the movies. I see who is and what is. And I see where they get who's and what.
Nothing I was telling someone the other day, every single child is different. They are not the same. You can't handle every child the same way. You cannot.
Well, what did you know? Coconut. I told him he can read.
I told him that he can, so now he's going to accept that.
He got it. He's not going back.
You told him to hand you the coconut and the oil out the bathroom. And he just went in there and brought it. Really? Wow.
But guess what? Before I told him to do that, because I went to go on my hands and stuff like that. And I said, hey, go get me the coconut oil out of the spirit. I want to see if you can read it. Sure enough, he brought it to me.
Work off my emotions, and I really appreciate this Sabbath lesson because I was praying last Sabbath like I really missed. I can't right now. Help people, especially when it's in your marriage. You have men coming at the women, down talking the man behind his back. You have women coming behind to the man, down talking the woman, you know, and they see the power of God in the both of you. They see that light in the both of you, and they can't stand it. And sometimes it's fear and envy and jealousy, stuff like that. Sometimes they don't know, because now I understand what the Father says. You do not wrestle against flesh and blood, against principalities. So you're not really wrestling against that person. There's a spirit behind the people, and I understand that now. That's why I'm able, and I thank the Father for that, to deal with a lot of things a lot more, because in my mind it just says, you're dealing with it, it's spiritual red, it's spiritual. Don't look at the person, look beyond that person. It's spiritual red. This is a spiritual fight. Put on your war clothes, you know, put on your armor. You just, you know. And so I'm really just the people that call me, the people that message me, all these different marriages, friendships, relationships. It's all this, it just wraps around the same thing, that spirit of envy, jealousy. It's just, it's a trip to me. And then people are breaking up their marriages for what? For what? And now we're in our 50s and 60s and 70s. What are you doing?
What are you going to learn? Stay out of people's business.
50, 60, 70 years old.
And you still on the same thing. You all up in people's business. But then as soon as somebody get in yours, you want to cry like a squealing pig. Oh, I can't believe this. You've been talking about me with this. Really? In just 5 minutes ago, you were just on somebody else.
Yes,
I'll
be different.
You
could be in Genesis chapter 1 for 50 years. The Lord is something else. The Father is, I love him.
He put the word big in the conversation. He's big and multiple. He's not only big, but he's multiple. So yeah,
and you say that couldn't speech before. The promise that was made in the 100% which is the other one. I was like, wow, I was just thinking with the mind. And then he did get down to the
Now the only way we're catching up to it is technology. Because we don't have a conversation of the candidates. We only had a conversation with digital. And digital is what? Numbers. So the speech of the candidate is numbers. Which is the truth. So, with that being said, we thank everybody for the time for this platform. Let's just say,
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible.
from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio shows.